Hey, what's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com and another podcast coming at you. And today I'm talking about the Lean Pro Peptides. Yes, a new protein powder that we just got in. It is a whey protein specifically made for retaining lean body mass and helping you decrease body fat. So, you know, the key with this product is that it's actually a hydrolyzed protein containing a whey mineral complex. Okay, so it's a hydrolyzed whey protein isolate with a whey mineral complex. And it's made by the same company that makes my leucine peptides and my branched amino peptides, coming from a great, great company. And they did some studies on it a while back. Like, it's not some protein that I'm making up or that I've developed, but it's a protein that the manufacturer invented a few years ago, and nobody really carries it because it's just, I'd say it's a hardcore product, you know? I mean, it's a hydrolyzed protein, so the taste is going to be not too good. It's not going to taste like a milkshake, you know? It's not made for the mass market. It's made for really the, I'd say, the more hardcore people, or the people that don't really care about drinking milkshakes, okay? So, yeah, and I want to carry it because it's a niche protein, very, very high end. And they got a couple studies that back it, saying that by using it, you will, you know, accelerate the fat breakdown, you'll reduce fat deposits in the body, and you'll maintain lean muscle mass. Because, you know, anytime you try to lose weight, I mean, most likely most people are going to lose muscle mass. So that's exactly what you don't want. Okay, so you want to maintain that muscle mass. That'll help them, help your metabolism, and you'll hopefully lose more body fat than you normally would. So you could take this product and stack it if you wanted to with CapsiMax, which would be a great idea. You could stack it with micellar casein, which is a great idea, or even muscle shake. You really stack it with anything. Okay, so if you go on the site, it's under protein blends. I'll put a link. Podcast. So you'll have to go to Protein Factory, just hover over protein and, go down to protein blends, and you'll see it there. And, I do make some recommendations. Oh yeah, duh. So 9 out of 10 times I recommend combining protein with carbohydrates. And the reason for that is because the body just cares about survival. It doesn't like muscle mass. So the more muscle mass you have on your frame, the more energy it takes for you to live. So the body's looking for energy. So it doesn't know, like, okay, I'm just going to consume some meat. It wants that. It wants those carbohydrates, and natural carbohydrates as well. So I made, you have your choices, you know. Of course, your great choice is just juice up what I usually do. 9 out of 10 times I'm juicing up my veggies. Carrots, kale, spinach, broccoli. That's how beets. Ginger. Been into ginger lately. I don't know why. Pomegranate juice. I was talking about to some guy the other day. Okay. But if you can't do that, then you just go out and get, I offer some carbs on my site. Okay. Mod 6, which is a green carb. Great carb. It just contains all grains. Sweet potato powder, which is pretty good. Not as good as it used to be, but it's pretty good. I mean, sweet potatoes are great for you. The GI is a little higher than what I like, but it's still coming. It's still sweet potato powder, which is excellent. And right out of North Carolina. Great product. And then finally, oat muscle. And I wanted to talk a little bit about oat muscle, because oat muscle is not your normal product. And I literally invented that product, man, it had to be about 10 years ago, probably longer, maybe 15. I don't even know. But I invented it because at the time, all the whole industry, that there wasn't any powdered carbs available. All that was available was maltodextrin and dextrose, which the supplement companies love to sell because the stuff is dirt cheap. I mean, man, I remember paying like 25 cents a pound for dextrose, and it was like 50 cents a pound for maltodextrin. And I sold it at the time when I was customizing protein powders. I was selling it for $2.49 a pound. I was like, oh my God, that's cheap, and I'm still making a huge profit on this stuff. And supplement companies at the time were putting it in meal replacement powders, right? So they're like, oh yeah, use maltodextrin. I mean, I remember I believe it was MedRx back in the day. I mean, they were actually combining maltodextrin with protein powder. I mean, talking about ripping people off. I mean, you're telling, charging like $10, $20 a pound for maltodextrin. I mean, it was ridiculous. So anyway, I'm like, well, maltodextrin spikes the insulin. This cannot be good for weight gain. Any huge insulin spike like that is going to just make it impossible to lose body fat pretty much. So I came out with Oat Muscle, and Oat Muscle is still a great seller for me. I sell a ton of it. It's really the first, you could call it almost the original, you know, the original non-processed natural carbohydrate source from a food. You know, maltodextrin and dextrose are coming 99 out of 100, it's coming from corn. Okay, Oat Muscle comes from oats. And when I came out with the product, I mean, people love it. It's got a sweet taste to it, semi-sweet taste. It mixes pretty damn well in a blender. It makes everything taste better. I mean, and oats are one of the holy grails of the carbs for bodybuilders, and just a ton of benefits in there. And I can tell you right now that it's not oat flour. Okay, so what I started telling this product, and of course everybody copies me, and it was funny because I just start to see supplement companies, after I came out with Oat Muscle, come out with oat flour, or they try to blend up or grind up oats. And I was just laughing because, I mean, one of the biggest companies to this day, and I have to laugh, Optimum Nutrition, they still, you know, they came out with oats and whey, and I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. And they were using oat flour, and to this day they use oat flour. Nobody still knows what I use. Nobody knows, and I won't tell anybody. I won't patent stuff. People ask me all the time, what is Oat Muscle? What is Oat Muscle? And all I can say is it comes from oats. You know, that's all I can say, because if I told somebody what it is, I mean, they'd copy me in 2 seconds. So if you ever used Oat Muscle, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't used Oat Muscle and you're maybe struggling with getting stronger or not losing fat or whatever, I mean, incorporate Oat Muscle into your protein shake. You cannot go wrong with that product. Okay, you cannot go wrong with that product. And one other thing I wanted to talk about is, besides the Oat Muscle, is honey. Okay, and recently I've been adding honey to my protein shakes. Now, keep in mind, it has to be raw, and I believe local as well, raw honey, okay? So, you can't get it off the internet, okay? I've Googled it, and yeah, you can. I see places where you can buy raw honey, but I highly suggest that you go out to your local farm, because, you know, you're supporting, first of all, local business in your area, farmer, and get the honey from there, okay? Now, raw honey, what I like about it is, and it's the same thing goes with protein powder, really, but we're never going to see it. It's raw, right? I'm sure you've heard of supplement companies selling raw whey protein, which is a complete lie and complete bullshit. There's no such thing. It's by law, it has to be pasteurized. But raw honey is unpasteurized honey, as opposed to the honey that you can buy in the grocery store that's pasteurized. And what happens when you pasteurize food products? It destroys the nutrients, most of the nutrients. Well, I mean, nobody really knows, but it destroys a boatload of nutrients, okay? So when you get the raw honey, you're getting a ton of nutrients. It's a superfood. It really is. You're getting vitamins. You're getting minerals. You're getting antioxidants. You're getting things in there that are just awesome for muscle building. So not only that, but it's antifungal, it's antiviral. Now, I think, honestly, I think I'm theorizing that this will actually be like, when you consume raw honey, it will actually boost your immune system. So great time of year, you know, the winter's rolling in, people are starting to get sick. Consume raw honey. I mean, you get done pumping iron. I mean, talk about a scrumptious, delicious post-workout. I mean, take like Muscle Shake, Oat Muscle, 2 or 3 tablespoons of honey, throw in a banana, use almond milk. I mean, it's delish. and it's, you know, semi-sweet. It's not overpowering, but I mean, you could just make awesome things with muscle shake, oat muscle, honey. I mean, if you want to go hydrolyzed, let's talk about that. So, throw in some Pepto. I would do Pepto Pro. See, the honey is not sweet enough to affect the bitterness of the pomegranate juice or the bitterness of the hydrolyzed proteins. So just put it in there. I mean, that's completely fine. But I don't know. You could probably stick with it like some sort of, you know, after a meal. I mean, you can consume honey anytime you feel like it. But anyway, I've been getting into that, and I might start selling it, believe it or not. I don't know, probably not anytime future, but because I think it's limited. I went to buy some at my at this local market in Asbury Park I was at over the weekend, and she was sold out. And she's like, yeah, call me Tuesday or something. I never called her. I probably should, but I just picked up. She had like a pumpkin spice, which is okay, but I just like the plain stuff because it leaves my flavor options more open. Okay, and last but not least, little tidbit here. I don't know if most of you probably don't remember, but I was the first company to start selling a product called Whey Crisps. And they were like little Rice Krispies, but in whey form. But I don't know. Long story short, I let my ex-wife take control of that line, and she tanked it. That's time for a different story. But anyway, I just want to give a little props to this one company. It's called Magic Spoon, and they created a protein cereal, which is pretty cool. And it's nothing special. It's nothing special, but what I like about it is the ingredients. Okay, so it's not made out of soy. It's a milk protein isolate, whey protein isolate blend. And so just so you know how it's made, it's extracted. So what they do is they'll blend all the ingredients together, okay? And it comes in, like, you can get cinnamon, chocolate, frosted, fruity. But the ingredients are very simple. And I just real quick, for example, milk protein isolate, whey protein isolate, coconut oil, tapioca flour. Now, tapioca flour is needed as a binder. Now, the sweeteners, this is interesting. You're using allulose, okay? And allulose, it's a new sweetener, and I wrote about it on my website. You can check it out. But it's a decent sweetener. So they use allulose and stevia and chicory root fiber. Okay, and the rest is just natural flavoring. So that goes pretty much across the board. So essentially, they take all those powders, okay, and blend them together. And then they send it through the extruder, okay? And that creates whatever shape they want. So whether it's a little O or a square or something that looks like whatever, I don't know. Most of the time, I think they come in little, what I remember, I had it about 2 months ago. Maybe three. They were just little circles like Cheerios. But it's good, you know? So it's a great snack, you know? So I got to give props to them. I'll put the link in the email. Definitely check it out. It's called, it's a new protein cereal. And, I got to give them props to it because I really like the stuff. They got some new flavors for the fall, too. They have, like a pumpkin spice, and I think they came out with blueberry. So they have, like, six flavors you can get. And it's not bad. You get four boxes for $40. So it's $10 a box. And there's, bowl of cereal. You know, you mix it with, I'd say if you take the cereal and add, I've been using nut milk and almond milk lately. I don't know why. I just felt like it. This one I was using, nut milk, it contained pea, it contained cashew, it contained almond. Dude, you could have like a 24, 25 gram of cereal with this stuff. Oh, and what if you want, just so you know, what you can also do, because I used to do this back in the day, I don't do it anymore, but what I used to do was I used to pour milk into a bowl, then I used to pour in a whey protein isolate or any protein powder really, and I used to stir it in the milk, let it sit there for a minute or two, it'll completely dissolve, then you pour in your cereal. Dude, you could literally make yourself a 50, 60 gram protein cereal, you know, protein cereal meal if you wanted to. I mean, unbelievable. So you just, you know, get creative and do it like that. So yeah, that's it. So to recap, Lean Pro Peptides, new protein powder in stock. Oat Muscle, great to use with Lean Pro Peptides. It's a great combination. And the protein cereal, another great combination. And what else did I just talk about? Protein cereal and I forget. But anyway, yeah, those things, definitely check those out. And I'll talk to you next time. Any questions, as always, text me 732-901-9600. I'm gonna do a podcast. We're coming up on at the end of October. So I don't think I have anything new coming in. I'm trying to work on a rice protein. Oh, bovine immunoglobulin and another one too. I know a lot of people been asking me, when are the bovine products coming back in stock? And all I can tell you is right now, they vanished from the United States, okay? I used to get it in the United States, and it's gone. So I had to source it from overseas. But the only problem with that is I got to get the USDA, I believe. I don't know, but I'm not personally doing it. I have an importer-exporter guy doing it. But he is working on getting approval so this product could get through customs. So it's pretty exciting. And believe it or not, there's another product that's very similar to it that I'm bringing in. So there, when bovine plasma comes back in, there's going to be another product very similar to it. Okay. And keep in mind, okay, these products, these bovine products, are used to increase the weight of pigs. Okay. Because the feed industry is huge. Don't forget, okay? The meat industry is huge. The faster you could make pigs and cattle grow, the more money these guys are making. More beef they're making. They want these animals to grow quickly. So they feed them the bovine plasma powder to increase the weight of these pigs faster. And it works. So I am trying to get these products back in, but there's some red tape that I got to cut through. But it is being worked on. Maybe we'll see it before the end of this year, because it's got to come up by boat. So that customs, I mean, it's already mid-end of October. So hopefully by January, we'll see. All right. Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.